This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Bill Clevenger joins us from the Decatur Park District. They're right in the middle of getting ready for what is hopefully a close to back to normal summer. It was good to see you in person last week, Bill. Actually had a meeting at the Decatur Park District as we start to get to claim these little bits of normal back into our lives. How are you doing on this Monday morning?
I'm great, Brian. The weekend was great. Isn't it nice to drive around town? And you drive through a park, and you see a lot of people out in just the park space. And I think that's going to continue well into the future. So it's nice to see some nice weather, sunshine out, and seeing the parks fill up is just great.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know, we talked early on, you know, the COVID pandemic being an accelerator. Sometimes you accelerate forward, sometimes you accelerate to the past, and I feel like things that would have been very popular in the 1950s and 1960s will remain popular today. All you have to do is look at national advertising for car dealers or car manufacturers or whatever. What is every scene that you see is people driving out into nature, getting back into nature, enjoying nature. I think that those habits are going to stay with us regardless if we get to a point of, almost full vaccination or we get to where we need to do as far as, you know, immunity is concerned and all of that. I think those habits that we create or recreated this past year are going to stick with us.
I would absolutely agree with you. It's going to be a lot of, pressure on our staff this summer to get everything back open again, get it open to capacity. Of course, you know, we're still going to have some capacity limitations, but I think those are going to change as we move on into summer as well. So we're really looking forward to seeing the people back in all these facilities. I would tell you, Overlook Adventure, mini golf, the ropes course, things like that, those are seeing an uptick again. So people are really excited about getting out, get going. This coming Saturday, it'll kind of ring in summer for us. Opening day for youth baseball is this Saturday. So that's kind of one of those bell ringers for you. So it's just kind of a sign of the times that things are changing. We're going to be able to get back. We're going to get back to some semblance of normality.
All right. And what are you seeing at, like, the zoo, for instance?
We're seeing really, really upticks. We're seeing good attendance at the zoos. People just kind of want to get out there and use it. You know, we talked, last spring, early summer, about even when the weather was bad in the winter, kind of opened it up and looked at it as a park setting rather than specifically, well, I'm going to the zoo. Well, I can take advantage of the zoo in a lot of different ways. It's kind of nice to see people use our facilities maybe in a different way. You see a lot of people that are outdoors. The sculpture park's been a real hit too. People just get out, walk through the park, just take advantage of what's there in the outdoors.
Yeah, just a cursory look through social media over the weekend. Clearly, there were a lot of, prom and high school kids out on their big dates, and the sculpture park was a very popular backdrop for a lot of that photography.
I got to tell you, that sculpture park for homecomings, proms, special events, you see that park just packed with people taking pictures. If you remember those, when we first began to talk about that, and you were a real driver behind that sculpture park, and all those conversations, this was going to happen, and you know what? It's happening, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that now that the Children's Museum, they've been hit so hard, by this, and they finally are able to open up with, some limitations, and they've got literally protocols put in place. But now that you feel like that whole park can be used again, and it really is connected. I mean, I know it's hard to believe for some people, but, I mean, for years people would drive their car to the zoo, go to the zoo, get in their car, drive it over to the Children's Museum, and go to the Children's Museum. And now that it's sort of that connectivity that's been there for a few years, people get to enjoy that whole park. And, in fact, that whole east side of town. I mean, one of the things we were talking about 2 weeks ago with Greg Weikamp, who's been in town recently with Edgewater Resources to help you guys with your master plan, it's hard to go back 10 years and envision all that's happened on the east side of town to make it such a destination location.
Yeah, it really has. during that planning process, remember the conversations. We talked about that basin becoming an interactive basin with the zoo on one side, the children's museum, the sculpture park. You could walk even from that area over to the historic Nelson Park area and Lakeshore Landing, and now Splash Cove is going to come to life. The Devon, we always talked about the Devon being the linchpin of that park. That was kind of going to be the cornerstone, and right out of the gate, it became that for us, and all the other amenities in that park. And I would have to tell you, the Devon, we're closing in about 3 weeks till the opening of the Devon, and what an opening night at the Devon this year. You know, we've our Tracy Byrd is our opening act, but the act, Mike seems to have a knack for picking these up and coming acts, and this Lainey Wilson is going to be the opening act for Tracy Byrd. She just hit number one on the highway over the weekend. So what a weekend for Decatur.
Absolutely. And as things, if we do get to a point, you might have more tickets available. I mean, I know it's impossible to say this morning, but you're selling to what your capacity can be right now. There's the potential for, if not that show, future shows, for you to be able to open up a little bit more and sell more tickets.
Absolutely. And as soon as that guidance becomes available, you will see us react almost instantaneously to that. We have these contingency plans in place. We know what those limitations are. I don't think there's a day goes by that Mike doesn't spend probably half his day calculating what the reaction's going to be to an action. So, you know, as they always say, there's always a reaction to every action. So this is the case here. And that's the case with almost everything we do, Brian.
Yeah, so you got Tracy Byrd and special guest Lainey Wilson coming up on May 21st. You got Movies in the Park on the 22nd, The Ides of March featuring Jim Petterick and special guest star Mark Farner. So Ides of March and Survivor fans, and then the beat goes on, the Cher tribute. That may be more fun than Cher because I can imagine Cher spends 10 minutes in between every song being political, and you get the impersonator. You just get the great music, which should be fun. So that's just the month of May, and you can go to devonamphitheater.com if you want to buy tickets or check for availability right now, and then you guys will keep us posted if you're able to expand that audience size, and we'll of course help you get the word out. Talk to me a little bit about the Splash Cove, and is it on track to open on time? What will be the limitations as far as capacity are concerned there?
Well, we don't know about the capacities right now. If you were to say today we're going to open the doors today, the capacity would be 50%. So our limit is 1,000 people. So that would be 500 people. So we could create an experience with 500 people. We've also looked at, do you split the day up into segments, for example, and you might have a 3-hour segment and a 3-hour segment. There's a lot of different ways to do that to get more people to have that opportunity to get into the facility, experience the facility. But we're hoping that that number will creep upward as well by the end of May. So let's hope that everybody goes out, gets their vaccine, can get in. You know, the vaccine, if you're vaccinated now, and we know you're vaccinated, in fact, the matter, we're going to be reaching out to our season ticket holders at the Devon to just check with them. There's no pressure or anything. If you're vaccinated, you don't count against the capacity numbers. So that's another factor that comes into play, and we'll be making calls on that. So we're trying to react to this as best we can, almost on a daily basis. So Splash Cove, the swim lessons, we're going to be able to do those kinds of things. It's just right now that 50% seems to be the magic number. Let's hope we get past that, Brian, and can get it up a little bit more.
All right. Talk to me a little bit about the 4th of July. Do you envision fireworks and the whole nine yards?
We're still in a holding pattern on that. We really don't know because you know how that goes down there on the 4th of July. There's literally thousands of people down there, and they're packed in there. So right now, if you were to ask right now, that would probably be a difficult one. But as we begin to open up, who knows what that will be come 4th of July, outdoors. I think the jury's still out on it. Let's hope we can have a 4th of July, but we don't know that right now.
All right. And then what about the air show? It's been a few weeks since that's been announced. What's the reaction been, and what's the interest level?
Really positive. Really positive. First air show here in 25 years. Fact of the matter, you and I could share memories of that one, I'm sure.
Good. That was the 50th anniversary
it was.
Of the Decatur
it
Airport.
Was.
This will be the 75th. I think it will be something. I mean, you've got all that space out there. I mean, you got just tons of space. I think people will really react to this and really have a good time. I think it'll be. And then, you know, by that time, you know, who knows what, you know, capacity will be allowed, hopefully a lot, and people can come from all over the place and enjoy it.
Absolutely. You know, we were out there last week driving around on the tarmac to kind of look at where the boundaries were going to be and what the aviation world calls the show box, and where we're going to be able to have people. And, Brian, it is huge. It's a huge space. People, I think, are really going to be able to get out there and enjoy a really nice weekend at the airport. And we can showcase the facility that we have out there. And, by the way, air service is upticking. Travel is upticking again. You know, the airlines are very conscious of safety, but there's been significant ticks upward in the travel industry, in bookings for the summer. So we're excited about being able to get to utilize that big plane. You know, we changed air service right before the pandemic. And we were excited about that opportunity, and I think the community was really beginning to use that air service. And then all of a sudden, everything just came to a halt. So now we're beginning to see that begin to tick upward again. So let's hope we're on a good trajectory there as well.
Lindsay just used the service this past week and just had rave reviews, said it was unbelievable. She felt completely safe. All the protocols were in place. People couldn't be friendlier. Roomy plane. She really enjoyed the service.
Well, her shout-out was much appreciated.
All right, Bill. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again next Monday. Bill Clevenger, the executive director of the Decatur Park District.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.